I went up to Sanford recently. That's a bit of a hike from downtown Orlando, but I packed a lunch. It was okay. Well, it's an interesting story. I went up to check out a restaurant that I'd heard of called Chianti's, which is a little, as you might expect, a little Italian restaurant. I made sure that they were open. I don't want to drive all the way up there and find out that they're not open. So I called, made a reservation, and it's up near the mall there in Sanford. I think it's called Seminole Town Center officially.
Right.
So I got up there, found it, and I walk in, and there's a wedding party going on. And I don't mean just a reception or a rehearsal dinner. They actually had a priest come in and marry this couple with all of their friends. And it's a very small place, so I really didn't want to be part of this celebration that I didn't bring a gift, okay? So I said, okay. I'll come back some other time. My friend and I left, and I said, well, I've heard about a new place over in the downtown Sanford area. So we drove over there. It's called Breezeway. It's where the Two Blondes and a Shrimp restaurant used to be, if you're familiar with that, down on First Avenue. And so I walked in. We're talking a Saturday night, so it was a little busy, but I stood there for a very long time. No one greeted me. There didn't seem to be anyone who was going to come up and see if we really wanted to have dinner there. In the meantime, I took a look at the menu and said, there's nothing here that I really want. There's got to be something else. So we'll do Breezeway another time. Walked out in the street, I look across the street, and there's Hollerbach's Willow Tree Cafe. And I said, it's been years since I've been there, so let's go over there. And walked over there just at the right time, apparently, because a table had just opened up. And we're talking, the place was just absolutely packed. And so I was very lucky to get this seat. Have you been to Willow Tree Cafe?
I have been to Willow Tree Cafe, and I really enjoyed it right there on downtown First
Street. Right. It's a German restaurant. You don't get that really from the name, but it's a huge. When I was there last time, it was not so huge. It was just a small restaurant. And since then, they've expanded both ways. So it's now, I don't know how many hundreds of seats.
And still packed.
And rightly so, because they do wonderful German food there. I had the potato pancakes. I always have the same thing when I go to a German restaurant. I'm so predictable. But I think German food is a terrific comfort food. And the thing about comfort food is that you know it and you want it again. And it makes you feel good when you have it again and when it's done well. So I always have potato pancakes. I like that Willow Trees comes with both sour cream and applesauce, because most places will ask you to choose one or the other. You may not have both. But Willow Tree, you get both without even asking. And then for my entree, I always get some sort of Wiener Schnitzel.
And how'd they do?
I had the Holsteiner Wiener Schnitzel, which is a veal cutlet. I think that you can also have chicken there if you don't like veal. Then the Holsteiner is that they add anchovies to it and some capers and then a fried egg on top. You put a fried egg on top of anything, I'm pretty happy. Every little bite of it had that wonderful little salty flavor of the anchovies. Spätzle, of course, the little noodles, dumpling noodles, just a wonderful meal. And on a Saturday night, it was like being in Munich at Oktoberfest. It's just, they have a live band doing all the German classics and a few other fun things. One of the band members has two kids who play fiddle. They're really good. The son especially, he does his own little solo where you'd think it was someone from Charlie Daniels' band. Place goes crazy, and they sing, and they do the prosit. And I suddenly realized that I was in the middle of a party, which I had tried to avoid at Chianti's. But at Willow Trees, you kind of feel like you're part of it. And I didn't have to bring a gift.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.